is Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game, online at thegamenashville.com. He's the GM, Floyd Reese. I'm Jared Stillman. And I want to take everybody behind the curtain a little bit before we get to the Floyd Reese scouting report. Floyd wears two things. One, what's ever warm. And B, what's ever free, right?
Yeah, pretty close.
So Floyd today is wearing a Titans jacket and Patriot sweatpants, which makes you the overall expert on this game more so than anybody else because you've run the Titans and essentially run the Patriots. So here you are with your Patriots pants on. You and Bill Belichick became friends in 1976 as assistant coaches with the Detroit Lions. It is now time for Floyd Reese's for the two-part series. We'll have three and four later this week. But part number two of the Floyd Reese Patriots scouting report, Bill Belichick, inside his mind and everything that we need to know before Saturday's game about Bill Belichick. Floyd Reese, live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet, the floor is yours.
Well, I'm not sure how much I've ever gotten into his mind, but I can probably give you a profile and tell you a little bit about him. We started together, like you said, back in 76 or whatever it was. I was a strength coach. He was a quality control coach. But we were both young guys. I mean, I was 20, I guess, 5 or 6, and he was like 24 or 5. And so we got to be close. We hung around together, spent a lot of time together. Our wives are good friends, et cetera. As we worked into the business, we worked, the defensive coordinator for the Bears at that time was a guy named Jimmy Carr, who was the absolute smartest football coach I've ever been around. Had played in the league. He played every position except defensive end. So when he talked about coverages, he talked about blitzes, he talked about anything to do with defense, he had played all those positions. He knew about all those positions. So when we started, we would go into this room and sit with Jimmy and just try to milk his brain for everything we could get out of it. And it was at that point in time that I kind of realized, I mean, I thought, you know, I was a young hotshot in the NFL at such a young age. And, you know, here I'm going to be a superstar coach and this and that and the other. And we would sit in there and we would discuss and ask questions and talk. And after doing that a little bit, I realized that Bill was always about a step or two ahead. We would talk about a trick in the front and what it did to the middle linebacker. And I would say, okay, that's how it affects the middle linebacker. What about the will linebacker? What does it do there? And Bill would say, yeah, okay, yeah, but what about the strong safety? You know, tell me what it does out there. And so it always, he was always one of those guys that was a little bit ahead. We all got fired there. I went on, I went to the West Coast and up north, and he went to the East Coast and has been there for, was there for a long, long time. One of the brightest guys you would ever be around, went to Wesleyan. Very focused, very detail oriented. All of the things he preaches to the players, he preaches because that is basically him. And whatever it is he's talking about, he deems it important because, like I said, it's probably a trait of his. When you start talking about what they've done at New England and you talk about good fortune, let's say, that they've had, none of that is by accident. And people want to, yeah, what about the quarterback? What about the – and I would be lying if I would have said they would have won the same number of games with another quarterback or two other quarterbacks. We all know that is not true. But he still would have won a bunch of games. Now, I'm not saying he would have won all the world championships and all of that. But he, when the one year Castle was a quarterback. Brady gets hurt. Castle's a quarterback. They still win 11 games. They don't make the playoffs, but they win 11 games. So, I mean, he is that kind of guy. He is very focused, very detailed, very team-oriented. He understands better than anybody that I've ever been around what a team is, how important a team is. And it's funny because a lot of times when you get coaches that have good players, things like the team element, you talk about it, and but you don't really believe it. Well, Bill believes that. Bill's father was a coach at the Naval Academy for, I don't know, 25 years. The first punter that I ever coached was a guy that Steve, who is Bill's dad, had taught at Annapolis. He came in. His name was John Stufflebeam. He ended up being the 911. He ended up being the spokesman for the Pentagon during that whole process. Really, really impressive guy. Was when Stufflebeam came to me, he was the absolute best fundamental punter I had ever seen. And right there, it told me a lot about Bill. And so I think when you look at all of these things that are going on, people want to blame it or point it or good fortune it or whatever it is. And I guess the bottom line is, the emphasis in my mind is, that's not the case. When he plays a team like us, he's playing the Titans this week. He doesn't know a lot about the Titans because he hasn't played them a lot. Every game that he's ever played the Titans, he's got on record. Every practice that they've practiced against the Titans, getting ready for the games way back when, he's got on record. Ernie Adams, who is a childhood friend of his, who also went to Wesleyan, I'm not sure what Ernie's title is, but Ernie has been with him for 40 years, 30 years. I don't know how long it's been. It's been a long time. Ernie is kind of the historian, and Ernie knows probably more football than anybody in the history of the league that has never really become a head coach. And so Bill relies a lot on him. But he will have history on every time that they've played the Titans. He will have history on every time he's played Mike Mularkey. He will have history on every time he's played Dick LeBeau. He will have history on every time he's played Marcus, if at all. And he uses all that information. He doesn't just keep it around to gather dust. All that stuff he has on record, and all that stuff comes out every time he plays a game. He works through it. He knows what he did that he didn't like, what he did that he really liked and was effective. And he uses things like that to make all his decisions. When it comes to the actual football teaching stuff, he is very, very much like Nick Saban. They are kind of, two peas in a pod. Now, Nick worked for Bill when they were at Cleveland, so that's probably part of the reason. But they are both very, very, very demanding. And I could probably add a few more varies there if I wanted to. There are no exceptions. There are no, it's not important. There are no, I'm late for practice. All of the things that you hear or put up with at any other place in the NFL or maybe college are not factors there because they're unacceptable. Those are things that don't happen. Last week, New England had a giant blizzard. Giant blizzard, really, really cold, really, really awful, tons of snow, schools were closed, banks were, everything closed. It was their bye week. It would have been easy to say, okay, don't come to work today. Nobody should be driving today. Instead, he passed a reminder on to them that be sure and leave early enough that you can get here on time. It wasn't, and we have seen cases before. Randy Moss was a great example. Randy Moss got caught in a snowstorm, was late for practice. He turned right around and sent Randy home. And Randy was a big-time player, as we all know. So those are the kind of things you've seen lately. Tom Brady, people talking about or talking like Tom was angry at the fact that Bill would call him out in meetings. Bill called everybody out in the meetings. It didn't make any difference. You hear people talk about we're going to treat everybody the same, and you've heard me say this before, and that's a lie. People don't do that. At New England, that's the way it is. And everybody expects it. Everybody understands it. Nobody gets embarrassed or humiliated by it. If you make a mistake, you're going to pay the price. And I think because of things like that, guys that are there work harder. They practice harder. They prepare harder. Everything they do is harder because they know there is no second chance. There is no excuse. There is no reason as to why you can't get it done. You get it done or, you know, you can't be there. And he'll tell you, this is really a hard program. Not all you guys are equipped to do this. And I understand that. And I'm not mad. But if you're not equipped, you got to go. And if you're fortunate enough to be one of the guys that can hang in there and handle it, then you're probably going to be a world championship or a world champion at some point in time. So, I mean, I don't, you know, I could go on literally forever talking about Bill simply because I have so much respect and admiration for what he's done and how he does it. And because it is not easy to take somebody of Tom Brady's caliber and, I don't want to say this to sound, you know, at points in time, treat him like he's a rookie free agent. You've got a guy of Tom Brady's caliber that has enough respect for Tom, and Tom has enough respect for Bill that Bill can tell him when he messes up and be very frank about it. Very upfront. Bill does not mince words. If he doesn't like you, he will tell you he doesn't like you. If you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, he will be the first one to jump on you about it. By the same token, if you do something great, I mean, he will be the first to pat you on the butt. So,
what I want to ask you next is about Belichick. Let's say that the Titans win at 7 o'clock Saturday. I guess 8 o'clock Eastern Saturday, the Titans have beaten the Chiefs, and the Titans are probably going to New England. What has Bill's preparation for the Titans been like since then?
Yeah, what they do, especially with the bye week, is he will assign coaches on the staff game teams. And they'll say, okay, you know, Reese and Stillman, you guys got the Titans. So-and-so, you've got the... So every team that he will have the possibility of facing, he will have a complete report by a portion of the staff. Then it will be the job of the guys on the staff to report the rest of this to the rest of the coaches and fill them in and educate them on what's going on. So, I mean, he's got all the information. I mean, the thing that's so incredible is he's got information, like I said before. I mean, on Dick LeBeau, how many times do you think he and Dick LeBeau have played? He's got the game plan from every single game that they've played. And what he ran that was good, what he ran that was bad, what Dick ran that was really hard for him. I mean, all of those kinds of things. So, you know, that's kind of the reservoir, the history of the NFL that he's able to draw from. And you know, Bill is, when Bill stands in front of the meeting and he'll stand in front of the meeting, he'll turn the tape on from this game, this Titan game, and he can stand there and literally coach every single person on the field. They'll flip it from offense to defense. He can stand there and he can coach every single person. They'll switch it to the punt team. He can stand there and he will coach every single, be the only voice in the room. And all you'll hear, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, Reese, what are you doing here? You don't think that ball's on? And yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so I think he's gained so much respect because they know that he knows football. They know that he's going to have you do things that you don't want to do. Certainly aren't going to be fun. You know, it's going to be tougher than anybody else has done. And it's just like that, practicing outside or don't be late, you know, in the middle of a blizzard. Well, I mean, how many people would do that? 99% of the people in the country would say, you know what, you guys go ahead and stay home. Well, that's the difference. You know, to Bill, this is more important than that. getting this practice in before a playoff game is more important than that blizzard.
So there you go. Floyd Reese, part two scouting report there on the Patriots. That's a lot of info on Bill Belichick. We'll take your calls. Questions for Floyd on Belichick, 615-737-1025. We'll get to those. Plus, on the Titans end with Belichick. My question to you, Floyd, coming up next, and we'll go over this, is if you're Bill Belichick, what is he worried about the most about this Titans team? That's next. It's Jared and the GM right here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.